Wow. That's fucked up.
Yes.
From Rat Pack Podcast Network.
I didn't even finish my thought.
I eat nothing but corn fed chicken.
You'd be racist.
No.
With a crew of degenerates guiding chaos.
No, wait, what is this about Tabasco and semen?
What kind of crazy analogy is that?
Everything is fair game, no punches are pulled.
That shouldn't have been said out loud.
It's random acts of tangent.
It's random acts of tangent. I'm Adam. I'm joined by the maestro.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh,
how's
yeah,
it going?
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's you, right?
You?
All right, I also got Hollywood here.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, all right. Now, this is we're back again for more Random Acts Tangent. We're going to do this more often now.
How often?
More.
Okay.
But we still got spoilers coming out every week, hosted by Hollywood here.
We just did The Boy Next Door, and we had a special guest, my fiance, Sarah.
Oh,
who did an awesome job.
Knocked it out of the park, man.
Yep.
Yeah, I listened to it, too. It was really good.
Yeah. Go to at Spoiler Show. Tell us what you think, and... I don't know when this is airing, but we also have Kindergarten Cop coming up.
Yeah.
And depending on when this airs, Last Airbender.
Yeah. That'll be one of those two by the time this airs. It should be coming out, I think, before Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, man.
A lot of good stuff.
Uh-huh.
A lot of good stuff.
You and I see things very differently.
We do. We were discussing a little bit off the air about our preferences for some of these movies. And it's going to be interesting episodes.
Yeah.
When we record those.
I really feel like I actually might have a vein pop out in this one, too. Yeah.
Well,
perfect.
Well, if you listen to spoilers, it's always Adam versus Maestro, and I'm sort of like the mediator.
Right.
So, last another one.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen Last Airbender yet, so I'm neutral, and I haven't seen the show. I feel like it's going to be that again, where it's you two going at it. And I'm just like, and then this part of the movie, the Fire Kingdom or whatever.
I got so much to say, but I feel like at the end of this movie, Hollywood, you're going to be right there alongside me.
Okay.
Adam.
Oh,
me.
I don't know. We'll see. So anyway, I did want to talk a little bit about movies since we got Hollywood here to talk about movies. It's a little hard to talk about it during spoilers because we're trying to get the structure out of the way and talk about the movie, get to the review and stuff. But as far as like the movie industry and how everything's going, I've noticed, I just saw Ex Machina.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think?
I thought that was pretty amazing. Pretty amazing movie.
The guy who owns the Google company, that's Oscar Isaac, he's going to be Apocalypse in the X-Men Age of Apocalypse movie.
Oh.
Yeah. And he's going to be X-Wing pilot in the new Star Wars movie.
Very cool.
His name's Oscar Isaac. So that guy's coming up.
I've seen that guy before though, right?
Yeah. He was in the Coen Brothers movie, Inside Llewyn Davis. He was nominated for Best Actor. But this guy's like a guy on the rise, dude. Like this guy's becoming something.
Pretty good.
Did you like him in Ex Machina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ex Machina was a great movie. And there's a lot of that kind of movies, I think, starting to come, like AI type of computer stuff. Because we had that. We had Her not too long ago.
I like
Who?
Her.
Oh, Her.
Her, yeah. Before that was Simone. I think. If we were going further
Simone.
Back. But
what about AI?
AI, you already said that. Yeah.
iRobot?
I guess. Kind of.
Sonny's alive. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, before you continue, Adam, Ex Machina came out, and then a few weeks later, The Avengers Age of Ultron came out. So Ex Machina had such a high rating on Rotten Tomatoes, and Avengers Age of Ultron was like, eh, and Rotten Tomatoes was like 68% or something. So people were like, the better killer robot movie is Ex Machina, not Ultron.
I haven't seen Age of Ultron.
Me neither, but I did like Ex Machina.
Okay. I was watching the Avengers first one earlier today because I was trying to prepare myself so I can get to watch Age of Ultron. Mm. But I don't think – I think it's Captain America is I don't like him.
Okay.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Because he
seems
the spangly outfit?
Too plain.
Did you watch The Winter Soldier?
No.
You got to watch that.
That's what I keep hearing as well.
That one's good. It's like a 70s espionage spy thriller. It's like 3 Days of the Condor, but with a superhero. That was a movie with Robert Redford from the 70s.
Okay.
About like espionage stuff.
All right. I saw Spy Game. Is that
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
That's decent.
And Redford.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And Redford was in Winter Soldier.
All right. See? It's all coming together.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like Ex Machina it's a movie about robots. And I feel like this is like third movie I've seen in the past month that is about robots or consciousness inside of things, doing things.
Well, you watched Transcendence too?
No, Transcendence.
That Johnny Depp movie.
No.
Where his consciousness is put in the computer. It's not very good, but.
No. Oh, okay. No, I don't know what it is, but I feel like this is the way to go. This is what's happening because maybe it was Terminator or something. Maybe I'm thinking about Terminator. I don't know.
But that goes in the past.
Yeah, but it's about robots and how we're interacting with robots and how that's going to become a normal thing. How close do you think we actually are to having these robots walking around? We got, there's is it Amazon Tower that talks to you?
What?
Oh, yeah. They just released that like a month ago.
Yeah. It's like Siri from the iPhone, but it's put inside of a giant speaker and you pretty much, you converse with it and.
Oh, like, was it Meebo?
Sort of.
Yeah. Mm.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
Yeah, well, but I know what you're talking about, Adam. Yeah. I remember I went, cause I have a Prime, so I always watch movies on Prime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I remember the day it was released, Amazon had like on their top banner, just new speaker tower thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, what's this? And I didn't know what it was. And I was looking around. I'm like, oh, it's interesting. I guess the computer overlords are taking over quicker than I thought.
Yeah.
Well, I know they already have like bipedal and quadruped, based robots already.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm. And with also the integration, Flyglass and, Google Glass, sorry.
Google's, oh, what Spy are you using Glass. It for?
that could also work, Spyglass.
Yeah. And then with also the way we're doing 3D imaging and stuff like that, it's just going towards the right direction.
What was the movie, Adam, with Bruce Willis where?
Surrogates.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh,
I feel like that's where it's
okay,
heading.
Okay, that reminds, that's also why.
Where we have avatars.
I saw Ex Machina yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Today I saw a movie called Vice, which is also Bruce Willis.
Okay.
And it's the same kind of concept about the AI becoming aware and trying to, like, I want to live type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, see, that was a Bruce Willis toss-up.
I know. I feel like, well, this is the thing about that. I mean, spoilers, every time I feel like there's a Bruce Willis quote every single time. Not quote, but like a bit Bruce Willis.
Well, I feel like because he's been in so many different genres, like you can plug him in like, oh, remember that Bruce Willis?
Like Bacon?
Like Kevin Bacon, yeah. He's been in so much that you can throw him in.
Well, with Kevin Bacon, I think it's just the range of people he's with, not the range of movies.
Yeah.
So. Oh, no, he's been in
a lot.
Yeah, he's been in like, what's that one movie with the one with the tunnelers?
Tremors.
Tremors, that's it.
Yeah.
He's been in Tremors, he's been in Footloose, he's been in a lot of like variations just like
JFK.
Bruce Willis. It's wow. Hollow Man.
Are we playing mm-hmm. this game? Oh. a few good men?
Wild Things?
Yeah.
Ooh, well made. Yeah.
We're not really playing this, right?
that sentence, I think. All right.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
It's called Amazon Echo.
Oh, I do like that sentence.
That was great. Yeah. It's a revenge movie. I love revenge movies.
The guy who did that did Saw, James Wan. He also did Fast 7. He did The Conjuring.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
James Wan.
Days of Future Past.
Okay. X-Men?
No, First Class.
First Class. Right, yeah. First Class.
Sebastian Shaw in First Class.
He may have had an appearance, I feel like, in the next one.
No, he's dead.
They mentioned him or flashed back to him.
Maybe.
I think Magneto might have flashed back to like, oh, remember when he gave me the helmet or something?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No.
Yeah, anyway, it's called Amazon Echo. Amazon Echo is designed around your voice. It's hands-free and always on.
Ooh.
With 7 microphones and beaming forward technology, Echo can hear you from across the room, even while music is playing. Echo is also expertly tuned speaker that will fill any room with immense sound.
Go on. What else does it do?
Too many things. This is a little weird.
Like what?
It's always on. That seems a little weird to me.
Because
I know the people that are paranoid about the Xbox Kinect.
Yeah.
They're like scanning your furniture. And,
uh-huh.
And
so now it's going to be hearing everything you say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So all you need now is an Xbox Kinect and this Amazon Tower, what's it called, right? Echo?
Echo.
Echo, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon Echo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then all you have left pretty much is, well, I don't think you have anything left. Visually sound, that's it. Oh, taste.
Oh, taste.
That's all that's left. Very much your touch, really,
you
right?
Like, analyze blood, you can just lick it.
Yeah.
Like it's like a Terminator 3.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny you bring this up, Adam. I remember reading on Twitter, there was someone put a link to an article, and Stephen Hawking a week or two ago said that if computers get to the point where they become intelligent, he really thinks that eventually they'll become smarter than us and they would overtake us.
I don't
like
doubt
Terminator.
That. Yeah. That was also AI, wasn't it? Or iRobot.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those.
The three laws of robots?
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's a real thing.
Well, it wasn't them being smarter than
Resistance
us.
Resistance is futile.
No, it wasn't that they were being smarter than us. They were taking the three rules to the extreme because they don't know the difference between.
In order to protect us, they must kill a bunch of us.
No, yeah. In order to protect us, they must protect us from ourselves, is what she said.
Right.
Yeah. But also, like, a computer logic, it's pure logic. There's no emotion. So they have no gripes of killing if they deem it necessary. Right. Oh, well, we must kill everyone in this prison because they're a drought on society. We will easily kill them. Whereas like a human is like, oh no, we can't kill them because that's a life.
That seems weird.
Yeah.
No, let's kill them all. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you gotta break some eggs or something.
What was that? What was that?
To make an omelet.
Yeah.
You gotta break some eggs.
You gotta break some eggs.
Well, you also gotta clean the pan before you make it too.
What's the metaphorical relevance to that?
I like things clean.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Stay on. It's fine.
And quick.
So that's when you sanitize the lethal injection. Very good.
You know, Bill Burr on his podcast, he went on a rant about technology because he doesn't record on his MacBook. He records on a little
Zoom type of.
No. Yeah. It's like a little, voice recording.
What's a Zoom?
With dual mics.
Zoom is a Microsoft, iPod type of thing.
Yeah. They discontinued. I knew two people who had a Zoom. They fucking loved it.
Zooms actually came out before iPods.
Yeah.
But iPods kind of found a way to create the audio medium in subscription form first.
Yeah.
That's what they're called, podcasts, not called Zoomcasts.
Yeah.
They should be.
Oh.
They should be called Zoomcasts because Zoom was around first, but Apple figured it out better, faster.
Mm-hmm.
Stronger.
Well, in the podcast, in Bill Burr's podcast, he was talking about how he bought a new one. He had like the Canon, you know, whatever 10 model, and then he upgraded to the 14 model. Mm-hmm. And he says, I've been sitting here for 15 fucking minutes and the thing's not even on. He goes, I don't get technology. Just leave it alone. It can only go so fucking far that the human brain can figure it out. He goes, do I really need this thing to tell me, hello, in 10 minutes, your recording will be done? He goes, I don't need this shit. Which is true. Like, I get it. The phone can – I get what the phone can do. You don't have to keep adding features. Like, the brain can't handle the technology that's moving
too
fast.
It's making us lazier.
Yeah.
Is what it's really coming down
to. Which is going
to
be like surrogates. We're just going to be at home while our avatar is walking around like, oh, I got to do my taxes.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like Wall-E. Or just a bunch of fat people floating around space, because that's all we can do now. I do enjoy it to a point. I like the efficiency of it. I like being able to do things faster. I don't like the idea that it's doing most of the work for us.
Yeah.
I like.
It's just supposed to assist us.
Yeah, streamline things, fine, but don't take it out of our hands.
Yeah.
Because then that's a little weird. I feel. I would like. This whole Echo thing, it's a little weird. But I could kind of see little benefits if I had a little dude walking around here and that I can have conversations with.
Uh-huh.
That'd be fun. But
then you wake up in the middle of the night and he's staring right at you.
Your breathing pattern was odd. Oh, my God.
Would you like a glass of water? I squeezed it myself. What?
Squeezed the water?
How much are the Echoes? Like, how much do they sell for?
Oh, on Amazon? That's a good question. By the way, if you decide that you do want to get an Echo from Amazon, go to our website first, click on the banner, shop as you normally would. It doesn't cost you anything extra, but it helps support the show.
Or you can mark that as a bookmark, the link to there, and then you still get credit, right?
Right, exactly. Click on the link from our webpage, the page it takes you to, favorite that, make that your Amazon bookmark.
Yeah, and we still get credit from that.
Okay. You don't have to go every single time and click on it.
Hmm.
The Amazon Echo has $180 plus free shipping.
That's it?
Yeah.
Not much at all.
It's more than I would spend. But
well, I know I've seen speakers
that's
for
more.
More
than I would spend for a friend.
Yeah, all right. I know. I'm just saying I've seen those speakers go for more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Just the, like the Bose speakers. I'm
yeah,
sure.
Mm-hmm. Talking, yeah, yeah.
This one talks.
But
to you.
Bose doesn't talk back.
No.
You know, I don't really have anything to say about this. Really, I mean, I just don't want one.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
No? Okay. I'm gonna sell Maestro on it right now.
How? Okay. Try.
Let's say you're not at home.
Yeah.
And you program it to have your voice.
Okay.
Then when you're out of the house, it can keep your cats company.
I don't think that works.
Or dogs or whatever animals are around, they will be comforted by your voice, interacting with them.
Or freaked out and pee on it.
Well, don't put it on the floor next to their bowl.
I just don't see how that would work, really. No.
I can see that happening where you just kind of like wrap it up in like a shirt or something, put it up on the – oh, that might freak the dogs out though.
Yeah, that would freak the dogs out, and not to mention the fact that if they do end up liking it, they'll like a machine more than me.
Mm.
They might get confused because now they don't know who's their master.
Okay,
the box or the person.
Right, maybe don't give it your voice, but have it talk to your pets. No, I don't know. Could be a good babysitter.
Hey, don't do that. Don't do that. That's not good. Oh, you did it anyways. My bad. Yeah. Okay.
I hear you.
Someone brought an idea like that to Shark Tank.
Is that right?
A few episodes ago. Yeah, it's a little thing where a tablet is attached to the device. So from your phone, you can activate the device and it turns on and you're pretty much like FaceTiming or Skyping in like, oh, hi puppy.
Oh, yes.
While you're on vacation. And then you can press a button and it, and then
gives
a bone drops from the thing.
I see that.
And Mark Cuban was like, this is dumb. Not interested. Out.
Wow.
Yeah. Mark Cuban was the first guy to turn him down.
Oh, no.
He was like, I'm out.
Mm-hmm. That was the thing we talked about on the podcast, but like maybe about a year ago by now. It was, I think it was like a cutie or something, or it was a little white orb that kind of looks at you and.
Meebo.
That sounds right.
Yeah. He mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or was that you? I don't know.
No, it was me.
Oh. It was me.
No.
All right. So as far as movies go, I've seen that trend a little bit. It's more a lot of AI stuff. Do you see any trends in movies going in any directions?
Besides the AI?
Yeah, besides
and the
AI.
And
or
the comics?
Is that where we are?
Yeah, I agree. That's where we are. But movies tend to reflect society.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember during the I wasn't alive during the 60s and 70s, but during the 60s and 70s, I remember I read somebody for NYU film school had a thesis and it was on why are the three like big horror movies that are coming out, from the late 60s to the mid 70s about the devil and devil possession or devil worshiping, because you had Rosemary's Baby. Then you had The Exorcist, then you had The Omen, and then you had another like big devil one.
Okay.
And it was like, oh, well, that's a reflection of society on how people feel about the Vietnam War. And in the 80s, the slasher movies with Freddy and Jason and stuff, people were saying, oh, that's the return of conservatism. And Jason Voorhees represents Ronald Reagan, and he's the one killing all the heathens, having sex and doing drugs. And yeah,
so that might be a little too deep.
Yeah, yeah. But, but like generally, movies and pop culture are a reflection of the present world.
Okay.
So if there's a lot of movies coming out that are tied to that, yeah, I could see it.
Well, that's like the news cycle anyway. Like there's a shark attack. You're going to be hearing about shark attacks for the next week. Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Now it's a few years now.
maybe, yeah.
Did you see that? I'm not sure if it was a real post or not, because we're talking about sharks right now.
Mm-hmm.
There was this one tiger shark that was supposedly like 14 or something ridiculous, or 4 meters long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, like,
I feel like
ate,
I saw that.
They ate a hammerhead in front of somebody. Whole.
I have a question about you guys.
All right.
I don't tend to go on rants a lot.
Okay.
Well, mainly because I'm the host of my show. But right. Now that this is an open forum.
Yeah, please.
What is the deal? What's the deal with sharks? Okay. I get sharks are cool. Why is there a whole week dedicated to sharks? And where did all these shitty sci-fi horror movies come from? Ghost shark, lava shark, Sharknado, two-headed
shark.
Yeah, like there's all these ridiculous what is so appealing about sharks?
Well,
okay, I get it. They're cool. They're the most deadliest killers in the sea. That's nice. But when did sharks become just this awesome thing that's the sci-fi channel was just like, you know what? We need a ghost shark movie. We need a water shark movie. We need a fucking whatever shark. What is the appeal of sharks? Sell me on that. What is the appeal of sharks?
Do you want to go first, Adam?
No, go for it. You jumping the bit over here.
What?
Go for it.
Okay. Well, you can come at it from different perspectives. I mean, besides the fact that it's been like how many millions of years that the shark has been on this earth and hasn't changed pretty much based upon size only.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they still have pretty much everything else the same way.
Mm-hmm.
They're still cold-blooded. They still have like this sense of fear that some creatures on this earth don't even have.
Mm-hmm.
Like for instance, did you know that when they bite, their eyes roll back? Well, for this is great whites, their eyes roll back inside their heads to avoid being hurt. That way you actually see the shark head, but there's no eyes there. Did you know that? Did you know that the only part of the shark actually has bone is the jaw and teeth? So when you see it grab out towards its prey, that's the only thing that actually is bone. The rest of it's all cartilage and meat.
Okay. I didn't know about the rolling of the eyes, eyes rolling back. I don't know why. That's been a thing. Like people reference that, like sharks. He decided to roll back on his head like a shark when he got all, don't know.
And if you think of it from a science perspective, I mean, they can sense blood from miles away. I mean, not that many animals can do that.
So what's cool about them is that they have not evolved in thousands and thousands of years.
The fact is that they, you are still figuring out stuff about the sharks, yet they haven't changed. I mean, for instance, there's this one bit where they actually have great whites shooting out of the water, killing seals, because that's the best way they can do it at that point.
Oh, that seems like a deep blue sea type of thing.
But it's true. It's actually real. I mean, they actually have great whites popping out of the water as they attack seals from underneath.
All right. So you're a fan of sharks then?
No, I just watch a lot of TV, I guess. Yeah.
A lot of Shark Week?
No, I only watched one. I watched one 1 year worth of shark stuff, and that was it.
You know, Sci-Fi, to prep for their new Sharknado, they have Sharknado Week. Don't get me wrong. I like watching the Sharknado movies just to make fun of them. Which, by the way, Adam, next year is Sharknado 4.
Oh, my God.
Did you watch Sharknado 3? I'm guessing not.
No. I saw Sharknado 2. I went with Jester. He took me to go see
The Riff Tracks.
Riff Tracks version of it. Which, if you're going to watch them, that's the way to watch them.
Yes.
Go to where they're making fun of it actively.
Yeah.
Then it becomes watchable.
Well, the thing with Sharknado 3 is it ends. I don't know if you want me to ruin the ending for you.
No, please.
So the ending is, because I watched it live. The ending is the shark, they wind up going into space. To stop the Sharknado.
No.
Yeah. So Tara Reid, Ian Ziering, and David Hasselhoff, they board a ship.
Hasselhoff.
Yes.
Hasselhoff.
To space. And pretty much what happens is there's a shark up there. So their ship gets destroyed. So they go in the belly of the shark and they ride that through Earth's atmosphere. I know it's dumb, Adam. Through Earth's atmosphere and they make it out alive. And Tara Reid's character is like, oh my God, we made it. And then a shark is coming her way, and then it ends and it goes, you can vote on Twitter. Oh, do you want her to live or die?
I had heard about that.
And then it said, next year, Sharknado 4, your result will be answered.
Right. Or it's a hashtag she lives, hashtag
yeah,
she dies.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow. Did they have Machete there too?
No. I don't think he's been in any of them, Danny Trejo. Hmm. But they had Lavalantula. A few weekends ago with Steve Guttenberg. It's a giant tarantula that shoots lava out of its back.
Yeah, that's cool.
You were saying shark, lava shark or something.
Made that up. Shark, that's a real thing. But ghost shark was real.
I believe it.
Yeah, ghost shark
was real.
Megalodon versus whatever the one was.
Mega shark.
Mega shark versus megalodon.
I'll never understand this. Yeah. This genre.
Oh, Sharktopus.
Oh, Sharktopus.
Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
What do you? Okay, when you say good. What is,
no, I never said these movies are good.
No, you said that was a good one. What is that?
Saying like that's a good. Like these movies suck, but it's like it's a good one to like watch just to fucking it's a movie about a sharktopus. Like you know what you're getting into with
good,
a sharktopus.
Bad movie.
Yeah,
come on, man. It says sharktopus.
No, I understand.
Nothing about that is serious.
That's what is making me not want to have any interest and avoid it at all costs.
But Adam, do you know what's cool about Lavalantula? Lavalantula had Steve Guttenberg. And they asked him, who do you want to be in the movie with you? So he brought back most of the members of Police Academy.
Oh.
So they're not like Hightower and like they're not referenced as their characters on Police Academy, but it's the same actors like working together to fight the Lavalantulas.
No, I want to watch it.
All right.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I watch these things.
And the bloop, 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 the guy who do the voices with his mouth, he's in it.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah.
The bleeps, the sweeps,
and the creeps.
I got the bleeps, the sweeps, the creeps. The what?
Damn
the
it.
Bleeps.
What's his name?
Bloop. I don't know. Michael something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
We'll figure it out something.
I don't know. I can't.
I know. I can't
do those kinds of movies.
I know. They're too ridiculous for you.
Although I am starting to warm up a little bit. Yeah. Like I just saw.
Like Grabbers?
No.
What about The Shadow?
Well, no, that's not a monster movie.
Sure?
It's in the same vein as Awfulness, but it's just not. I just saw Hot Wet American Summer.
Oh, Wet Hot American Summer.
That one.
The movie, right?
The movie.
Not the TV show.
I started watching the couple episodes of the TV show.
What do you think?
I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would enjoy that kind of movie.
Yeah.
Because it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But it's somehow that is doing it in a way that I can appreciate.
Those are the comedians from The State. The State was the comedic group that was created in the early 90s. They had their own show on MTV.
Oh.
They were sort of like alternative comedy.
Okay.
And it was like SNL, but with these guys, Michael Ian Black and all these guys.
Yeah. Well, it's got a bunch of people that like are pretty big deals now.
This
was, what, 15 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
About? We got Paul Rudd. We got Elizabeth Banks. Amy Poehler, Elizabeth Banks.
Uh-huh.
The guy's name was Michael Winslow.
Michael Winslow.
Winslow, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I should have known Winslow.
Yeah, I like Wet Hot American Summer. Want to know what's Rotten Tomato score is, Adam?
Uh-oh. Shoot.
Oh, we're playing this game.
Oh, no. I would hope it's 70-ish, 73.
Okay. Maestro, have you seen Wet Hot American Summer?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Okay, so you can't play. You can play if you want, but...
Well, considering that I never watched it and you got only one person guessing, I don't think it's really a game anymore, is it?
Critics score, 32%.
Wow.
Audience score, 78%.
What about Adam's score?
Let me read you a bad review.
I said 73. That's...
Let me read you one bad review, one good review.
Okay.
Just like spoilers. Okay. Bad review. Bruce Westbrook of the Houston Chronicle says, "For all its failings, Wet Hot maintains energy and high spirits over most of its length. The trouble is such energy and spirits are not infectious, and the movies it mocks were much better."
No, that's so false.
Okay. Let me hit you with a good review.
I don't care.
See, what this is kind of like... This is the kind of movie that I should hate because I hate the scary movie genre of movies or not another teen movie or whatever where it's a parody mm-hmm. of a bunch of movies from that genre.
Mm-hmm. Meatballs and all these summer camp movies.
It's like it's really I hate that.
Wait,
kind
Meatballs
of movie.
Was a parody?
No, I'm saying it's parodying Meatballs.
Oh, okay.
That's the one movie it probably parodies the most about summer camp and all this stuff.
I don't think I've seen the movies it's making fun of.
Okay. Owen Gleiberman, Entertainment Weekly. This is a good review, Adam. Okay. A loving and meticulous recreation of the last moment before American youth culture went permanently ironic. So before hipsters.
Right. But it's the kind of movie that I should hate, and I hate other movies that are like this, like mm-hmm. the scary movie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I saw there was a thing that was online. It was like fast drive or something,
mm-hmm.
which was supposed to be Fast and Furious knockoff.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh. He actually looked like a little bit like Vin Diesel, or maybe little Vin Diesel's like little brother.
I was like, oh no, it's just that kind of movie. I feel like it's really not creative. It's easy to do. I mean anybody can make those jokes. It's not. There's nothing good about it, but with this movie, it just I don't know. American Summer really. I appreciated their overacting and mm-hmm. doing stupid stuff, which was funny. I don't know. That's weird. I don't understand why I liked it, but I did.
Have you ever heard of a movie production company called The Asylum?
No.
I might have mentioned it on Spoilers or another Random Acts, the few I've been on. The Asylum is a company that their whole intention is to make movies with similar titles to well-known movies that are in theaters. So
can you say that again?
Okay, so Transformers will be in theaters, right?
Right.
So they release a movie called Transmorphers, where it's a very shitty, like 1/100th of the budget.
Yeah.
And its whole intent is because so many people are buying things on VOD now, you look at Transmorphers, I'm going to rent that for $3. Oh, this isn't Transformers, and that's $3 they just got from you.
I've done that a couple times with movies. Like I was trying to find L.A., Los Angeles or something, where aliens came in from out of...
Battle Los Angeles?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I went to get a movie and it was, I think. Battle of LA or something.
Battle of LA, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, what is this? And I'm watching like, this is bullshit. This movie's awful. Uh-huh.
And then when Avengers Age of Ultron came out, they released a movie. I think it was called, Avenger Storybook Avengers, where it's like Alice in Wonderland and like three other storybook people teaming up to fight someone.
All right.
Yeah.
I actually did this also a couple days ago. I was trying to download Pixels. Because I wanted to...
What?
I don't know. I was in a destructive mood. And I started watching it, and I thought... Because it's an Adam Sandler movie, I already have, like, this is gonna be really, really bad. It opens up with, like, an animated CG type of sequence,
mm-hmm.
or like, kind of like a B-movie or something like that, one of those mm-hmm. kind of animation stuff. And I'm watching it, and I'm just like, this is gonna be so... I'm already getting irritated with, like, where are they going with this? And then it pops up, it says Pixies.
Is the
name of the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this is a kid's movie. Ah, yep. Damn it.
So were you still angry?
Okay. But I thought this is probably going to be like, oh, and then Adam Sandler wakes up from his dream that he was having, which is about this. And I'm like, how are they going to tie this into the movie? This is stupid. Adam Sandler, you're awful. Oh, it's Pixies.
Adam, they've produced all three Sharknados. The Asylum. Okay, want to play a little game?
Okay.
I'm going to read you the Asylum title. Tell me what movie they're ripping off.
Nice.
Snakes on a Train.
Snakes on a Plane.
Right.
Okay, that's easy. Paranormal Entity.
Paranormal Activity.
Okay. I Am Omega.
It's I'm Legend.
Yes.
Because Omega Man was the original movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see.
I actually went to the kids version, the Alpha and Omega, that one wolf movie.
Da Vinci Treasure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Da Vinci Code. Or National Treasure, or both.
Or both.
AVH. Alien versus Hunter.
Wow. Wow.
AVP. Alien right. versus Predator. The Almighty Thor.
Oh, I saw that one. That was actually pretty bad.
One more. American Warships. Look at the cover. We did it on spoilers.
Oh, did we?
Battleship.
Oh,
they're
okay.
ripping off Battleship.
It looks like the cover from like Sons of All Fears.
So that's what the Asylum does.
Okay.
They intentionally make these movies. They make them in like 2 weeks, 3 weeks with like a super low budget, with the intention of just tricking people to maybe.
So they're not trying to make a good movie. They're trying. Uh-uh. They're trying to fool people into.
Their thing is volume. They want to produce as much as possible, like Blumhouse. But Blumhouse makes better movies. Blumhouse.
So they'll make that movie with like, for like $10.
Yeah.
And then sell it for $1 a piece.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But Blumhouse, what I mentioned in the Boy Next Door episode, Blumhouse has figured out how to make a movie for $1 to $10 million and make like 12 or 15 times its budget.
Yeah. Okay. What was that movie we talked about? It made like 2,000 times what it made.
Oh, Mad Max.
Mad Max.
Yeah, when we did the Mad Max episode, it only cost him like $30,000, but so far its initial run has been $100 million plus overseas.
So
and
crazy.
Like the whole. Did I say overseas? The whole world.
Yeah.
Total gross. Us and the overseas.
It's brilliant, but it's counting on people being stupid.
The asylum people?
The asylum people.
Uh-huh.
That's very upsetting.
And they're also assuming people aren't just downloading it illegally.
Right.
Well, they have to be stopped. They have to stop assuming at some point because they've made quite a few movies already.
Oh, yeah.
And it's worked.
Yeah.
So technically, they don't have to assume anything anymore.
You know where a lot of their movies go, Adam? Redbox. Have you ever gone through Redbox and see these really shitty?
See, that's brilliant too.
Yep.
Because you're going and thinking, oh shit, I just got an amazing deal with this movie. It's not even out of theaters yet, but I can get that on Redbox. Hell yeah!
I can get Transmorphers right now.
Yes.
Oh my God.
But then they tell their friends, oh, that movie, it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
No, you saw the wrong one.
They'll never know.
I know. They're going to think they're talking about the original movie, but they're not.
Do you think that's a possibility, the reason why they're actually having like decreasing in certain films because of that reason?
I think we're all being dumber. Even that sentence came out weird.
Yeah. So it's a possibility that they're just basically saying that like this is a movie and just go with it. And then all these people are going to be like, I hate this movie, I hate this movie, I hate this movie. They're just going to stop watching movies and read a book?
That'd be great, but that's not going to happen either.
You think so? Why not?
No, reading's on the decline.
I like reading.
Reading's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Especially if you're reading your own name in the credits.
I don't know. If that were to happen, I feel like the horror movie, your Sharktopuses.
Yeah.
That should have been the tipping point also.
Ooh, Sharktopus 2, where there's two.
Oh,
of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, there's,
Oh my God.
Did you ever watch Two Headed Shark Attack with Brooke Hogan?
No.
She's like the lead and Carmen Electra.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's about a killer shark that has two heads and they're killing people along the side of the beach.
Interesting. I feel like I've just heard about this.
Okay. You just did hear about this.
Yeah, we just
told you.
Yeah, no.
But Adam, you know which one is probably more ridiculous than Sharknado? It's Ghost Shark. Because Ghost Shark is a phantom shark that can come out of any body of water. So its most famous scene is, you know those slide, what are they called?
Slip and slides?
The slip and slide you put in your front yard and you hook up a hose to it. So this little fat kid is sliding down it, and because it's water, it slides into the mouth, like out of nowhere, the mouth just swallows the kid whole and it goes back into the water source.
And the kid's body disappears?
Just disappears because it's in the stomach of the ghost shark.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'm drinking a glass of ice water. Yeah. If this was ghost shark, it would pop out and get me right now.
Oh no.
Scaring children from hydration.
Yeah, that's what we need. Well, there is a drought. We need to
Like,
we need to limit the water consumption.
My coworker thinks it's a big conspiracy.
Yeah.
That's another reason for them to tax us on something because, he says Lake Tahoe has a lot of water. We can build a pipe that can bring water from Oregon or Washington state down to California, but he goes, it's not. It's all one big scam.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
No. is the heat also a conspiracy that's causing all this water evaporation?
I don't know, dude. But El Nino's coming.
The what?
El Nino, the weather storm.
Oh. Yeah. Supposedly it's 30% bigger than they actually expected it could be.
They're calling it a Godzilla El Nino.
Oh, wow.
It's huge. They said we're going to get massive thunderstorms.
So this is the same storm that's been around for 20 years?
But they said it's not. They said, let's say it rains every day throughout all of winter. It still won't be enough water to recover from our 4-year drought in the state of California.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, mainly because we're only the water from El Nino is only coming in for Southern California, nothing for Northern California. So basically what happens is the whole like aqueduct that reaches from north to south won't even be affected.
The state's screwed, dude. Businesses are leaving. Nobody wants to live here anymore. There's no water.
Right.
Getting taxed up the ass. Mm.
Robin Williams is right. In 2000, when we did that Broadway thing, he said that water was going to be a precious commodity.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the stuff right here. It's already starting to happen. You walk by down an alley and guy's like, yo, I got water. And if you want it cold, I got ice, motherfucker.
Yeah.
All right. So based on what I've learned today, El Nino... This is a storm that's here. Mm-hmm. It's been caused by a giant baby up in space.
What?
Is that?
No.
You say Sharknado, that's what the
Sharknado 3, they go to space.
Right. Because there's a shark in space? What is it? I wanted to ask about that.
Oh, why are they going to space?
Yeah.
Because the Sharknado is attacking the whole eastern coast. So they want to fire a laser beam from the top of space into the middle of the Sharknado.
Oh.
To try to obliterate it.
But there's a giant shark up there also?
I forgot how a shark got up there.
Don't look at me. I didn't watch it.
I forgot.
All right.
Send us an email.
It's been bothering me.
Or tweet
us
if you know.
If there's a giant shark up in space, it's causing these Sharknadoes.
You know who would know this? Sea salt. I know you're listening to me. This is Hollywood. Send us a tweet to either at Rat Pack Podcast or at Spoiler Show and remind me why there was a shark up in space in Sharknado 3. I know you've seen Sharknado 3. You of all people would have most likely have seen that.
He's got a lot of range with all the movies he watches.
And Australia is big for sharks.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dude.
What is it? The
Tiger
Gold
sharks.
Coast? Or the Ivory Coast or whatever?
Yeah. Tiger sharks, great.
Tons of sharks out there.
All right. So they had the Robert De Niro shark over there with Finding Nemo.
What do you mean, Robert De Niro shark?
That was a Robert De Niro shark. He was either one of the sharks or they put a mole on his... No, wait. That was...
Was it the one with Will Smith?
Shark Tale. Uh-huh. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That was Robert De Niro shark.
Yeah.
That movie.
Did it have that look?
Yeah.
And then I think the main shark in the movie was Jack Black, right?
Oh, no.
In Shark Tale?
Yeah.
No, it was Will Smith.
No, the shark.
Will Smith was one of the fish.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, no.
I forgot. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. I didn't care for it.
Yes.
It was whatever.
That to me, is the same kind of thing as the Asylum movies. All right, they got Finding Nemo.
Just on a bigger budget?
Yeah, now we got a...
Well, Hollywood does that a lot.
Yeah, it was a Bug's Life, and then Ants right afterwards.
And then Deep Impact, Armageddon.
Right.
It's because the one script gets hot, so other studios are like, oh, shit, now we need a asteroid coming to Earth movie.
Just
right
like Marvel and DC.
Yeah. Well, that,
a little
that,
different.
I feel like that's a justified
that's a little
battle.
It's exactly the same.
No.
Well, I did a Marvel movie. Now I got to do a DC movie. Maybe that's what they're fighting over.
No, like a character when they create a character.
Oh. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like Wade Wilson.
Well, Lego
Wilson.
Got
Deathstroke and, yeah.
Well, here's another example. The Lego movie was huge, right? I still haven't seen the Lego movie. I hear it's good.
Pretty amazing.
Because everything is awesome.
So now studios are going to make an emoji movie, a Pez dispenser movie.
Oh, my God.
Monopoly movie. Well, that's already been in the works for a while, the Monopoly movie.
I feel like you could make it into a movie.
The Monopoly movie?
Yeah.
A Pez dispenser movie?
No, Monopoly. Monopoly, I feel like, could be made into a movie.
I think the only way the Pez dispenser movie could work is if, like, you find an ancient Pez dispenser and the candy transports you to another land. Like, I feel like that's the only way that could work.
That gives you a really weird trip.
And I don't even know how the emoji movie is going to work.
What's an emoji?
The smiley faces and stuff.
Oh.
The poop emoji and the little
yellow faces.
Yeah.
Oh, I call them face pictures.
No, they're emojis. Face pictures. That can't be true.
Face pictures? Why not?
Actually, I want to change subject real quick.
All right.
And mention a new topic. Am I allowed to do that? I haven't been
on the show. No, you're just supposed to just do it.
I haven't been in this show in a while.
It's Random Acts of Tangent. It's better if you don't ramp up to it, though.
Yeah.
I'm so used to my show where we just talk about
All right, okay.
where we stay on point.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't stay on point.
Next month is going to be the LA Podcast Festival 2015.
Oh, yeah,
this is the third year of the LA Podcast Festival. It was run by Graham Elwood from Comedy Film Nerds and a bunch of other stand-ups.
I think he's on the Marin TV show.
Yeah, what? Graham Elwood. Yeah. He's on there. So pretty much it's like the cons we've been going to, Adam, where it's but it's just podcasting. It's just dedicated to podcasting. So half of the con half of the con is actually going to the live tapings of the podcast.
Right.
And there's a lot. There's the Doug Loves Movies. There's going to be a Marin on Saturday. We're going on Sunday.
Yeah.
And, that's half of it.
There's also like panels.
A quarter of it is a panel. It's like how to turn your podcast into a business, how to use your stats to, get more listeners. And then the other quarter is networking and recording live on location because Squarespace has a lab where they provide the electricity, you bring all your gear, and you can record on location.
Mm-hmm.
And we're definitely gonna do a random acts there.
Yeah.
And we're gonna see if maybe we can pull people, like, hey, do you wanna jump the show real quick?
Yeah.
And for spoilers, it's kinda hard to do, because of the format, it's kinda hard to do that there. Like, it wouldn't make sense to do it with all the noise in the background.
Right.
So we're probably just gonna walk around and do quick, like, 3-minute interviews, like, hey, we're from this show, just ask them, just questions.
Plus, the way spoilers works mostly is you have to listen to the whole
show.
Or if you come in for a certain part of it, you can be like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to try that where, because the show is about bad movies, we'll just ask, like, what's your favorite guilty pleasure movie? Tell us about that.
Yeah.
What's a horrible movie you've seen?
Well, actually, what is it, Adam?
Avatar The Last Airbender?
So that'll be big. And the day we're going Sunday at 10 a.m., they're screening, I think it's called Earbuds, a podcasting documentary by Graham Elwood, and they interview Mark Maron, I think Carolla's in it, Aisha Tyler, like all the big podcasting names, and they show just how much the medium's changing to where I saw the trailer for it today, and it's funny because it's like there's a scene where they go, oh, what's a podcast? So people on the street, they go, I don't know, radio?
Yeah.
And they said like 80% of people still don't know what a podcast is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a funny thing where Bryan Cranston was talking about. He called it a pod cart. They go back to your little pod cart thing.
Yeah.
Just making fun of somebody.
So we'll be there. We're going to do a live show there. We'll be live tweeting.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
We're going to make this into like a big event.
Yeah.
Since our network is a podcast network, I feel like we should go to this every year and make this like a flagship event.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, would it be weird if I like cosplayed as a microphone or something?
Would it be weird if I wore a cape? Just a cape.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I never thought of that. Do you think there would be cosplayers there?
No, not
a chance.
Maybe as other people. Like maybe somebody will look like Mark Maron or something. Mm-hmm. Well, there's not. I think Maron's the only one that you can actually like do a look of. Everyone else is kind of normal looking.
Yeah.
He's got Carolla. He's just a regular looking dude with a hair. Hardwick. Maybe some stubble you get. I don't know.
You can probably do like the Nerdist logo and put it like on a sandwich board and walk around with it. Okay. You could probably do something like that.
Yeah.
Sandwich.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
But I just found this out semi recently and I'm still semi new to conventions. I mean, this Kamikaze coming up this year in October would be a year since I've been to my first convention.
Yep.
So I'm still within my first, I'm still learning how to walk type of phase here with the conventions.
So you're telling me that you're going to get worse?
Yeah, I'll probably get worse. Sure.
All right.
No, but I'm learning now, and this may be old news for you guys. But the artists people that like go to like Artist Alley, the people that are actually sitting in
like the
booths,
independent artists.
Yeah. They hate cosplayers.
Yeah.
That seemed weird to me, but I get it in a way now because you're taking attention away from them. I mean, the whole point of the convention, I guess, maybe started off with just the artists.
Yeah.
Like, they're there to draw things, show you what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's such a small section, though, compared to the rest of the convention floor.
Yeah, because everything's now movies and TVs.
But it's a bunch of booths and stuff that they're selling, and then just, like, there's the three long rows of artists, and that's it.
If you want, I mean, what is the purpose of why the artists are there?
It's to network.
Network and promote, right?
Get commission to do drawings.
And what's the purpose for the cosplayers?
To get attention.
So they're basically fighting against each other, butting heads.
Yeah. It's all eye space.
Yeah, but like for cosplayers, that's a hobby. Unless you're dressing up every single day for some reason and walking.
There are professional cosplayers.
Yeah, there are professional cosplayers.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm not saying that there's not, but an artist. This is their job. The artist. Mm-hmm. This is how they make their money. And now the biggest place where they get their attention is being they're being taken away from by all the people dressing up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can see why that'd be upsetting, but I mean,
honestly, you can't really say no to people dressing up unless, of course, it's a mask.
Yeah, but even then, there's people that you never see their face. Like mm-hmm. some of my cousins, they have this full outfit of, I don't know what it is. It's a giant bird and maybe a squirrel.
Oh, regular time?
Yes, that's what it is.
Regular show? Regular show. Yeah.
Something like that.
Regular time.
But nobody sees their face the entire time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's, they have a blast that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might do something like that next year.
I feel like the purpose behind the mask is so you can get away with things and do stuff that you normally wouldn't do as a normal person.
Right.
Not a normal person, but as yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I might do a mask thing next year.
Yeah, like what?
I don't know. Darkwing Duck.
Okay.
My favorite cosplay. I've mentioned it to you guys. My favorite cosplayers are the very obscure characters that only like true fans would know. Like the last time I went to Comic Con, not this year, last year, I saw he's a superhero in Ren and Stimpy. Powdered Toast Man.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He was walking around with, like, a giant toast head. I'm like, oh my god, that's
giant
amazing.
Toast head with like a Speedo.
Yeah,
and like boots.
And the example I always go to, Adam, is the Wicker Man, the Nick Cage Wicker Man with the bees. Like, everybody knows that, but the people who know it, it's like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that was very weird.
And everybody else is like, yeah, fuck them. They don't know it.
Yeah, that's fun. But yeah, Kamikaze is coming up as well. So we're getting back into convention season. I think right now this is like the break time. Is that right?
Well, there's always stuff going on. Well, in California, yeah. But there's always conventions every month, everywhere throughout the U.S.
Yeah, man.
But as I'm getting older, well, okay, this is your first year, Adam, of going to conventions. And
BlizzCon,
I don't know.
BlizzCon's coming.
Yeah. And Maestro, I don't know how many conventions you've gone to in your lifetime. I've been going to comic book conventions since I was like 14, 15. I used to go to San Diego Comic Con when I was 16, and it was nowhere near how it is now. You can walk up to the convention center and say, hey, can I get a ticket? For today, thanks. That's how long ago it was before it got super popular. But now that I'm getting older, I feel like the conventions I want to go to are more like niche. Okay. Because Comic-Con is like everything. There's movies and horror and sci-fi and all this stuff.
It's no longer comics only.
Yeah. Now I want to go to niche conventions like the Podcast Fest. I love podcasts and podcasting. Yeah. So I want to go to that. I love horror movies, so I want to go to a horror movie convention.
Okay.
I love board games, and I want to go to a board game convention, which is coming up in September, by the way.
Oh, yeah? When just happened, like in Indiana or something?
Yeah, that's Gen Con. That's the biggest one of the
That's
of
right.
The
you were telling me about that. That's right.
But now that I'm getting older, I only want to go to these conventions for like things that I'm tailored to. Like, now that I'm getting older, I look at these comic book conventions, and I'm like, I don't even really read comics anymore, so I don't give a shit about...
I got to get into the Doctor Who. There's a Gallifrey 1 happens in February.
Mm.
But I feel like that's gonna go the way of Comic-Con-ish.
It'll get bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah. And then, yeah.
Cause last year I tried to get a press pass. I was like, we don't need your press passes. We're doing just fine without press passes. Like, damn it. Just gotta pay for that.
But isn't Doctor Who supposed to end? It's cause this is like supposed to be his last Doctor, no?
I don't know. Well, the new season is coming out very soon.
Doesn't it never end? It's been on for like 50 years, right?
Right. Well, there's different schools of thought. there's only supposed to be 12 regenerations for the Doctor. Same
like the clock.
Yeah, same hours on the clock.
Oh, okay.
But the last Doctor, he got some re-injected by the Time Lords with something. Some say that's just one more regeneration. Some say that restarts his 12 regenerations.
Mm.
So it could keep going. I don't know. It's really up to them. If they want to keep it going, they'll find a way to keep it going. Because the Time Lords are the ones that give... They can take away or give extra regenerations, and they did give him something. We just
don't know
what. Clear what?
Okay.
But yeah, the new season is coming up very soon, though. I saw some trailers for it, which I try to avoid because I don't like to spoil things for myself.
Well, the Christmas special is coming up too soon, right?
Yeah, coming. Yeah, but like the season
is that a big deal in Doctor Who? The Christmas special?
Yes.
Well, okay. It's a one episode that it's way.
It's like a movie.
Yeah, but it's like in between. So like in between the seasons ending and the new one starting,
you get
here's a little.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Here's a little appetizer to keep you
satiated.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, Sherlock's got one coming out too, right?
Yes.
I haven't seen that.
That's
Great series. Great series.
That's great.
Is it Sherlock Holmes in the modern time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, with texting.
Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Mm-hmm.
And also the same person.
I think it's called Cumberbatch.
You're such a dick. And also, if you, I don't remember his name because it's a little bit hard for me to remember.
Bilbo Baggins.
Yes, Bilbo Baggins. He's plays Watson.
The young Bilbo from the Hobbit movie. Yes. Oh, from Fargo. The guy from Fargo.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And from a bunch of Simon Pegg movies too.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's Watson.
I hear Luther's good from the BBC with what's his name? Stringer Bell.
Oh, the guy from Pacific Rim?
Yeah.
Who?
The guy from Pacific Rim.
He was Stringer Bell in The Wire. What the fuck's his actual name?
Is Black Dude?
Oh,
yeah.
Obsessed. He's the husband from Obsessed.
Oh, yeah. He's also the CEO in The Office.
No, yes. He's not the CEO. He's
CFO.
He's just like a district manager or something.
Okay.
It was something. Yeah. He's the one person that you know you don't want a disapproving look from.
Yeah.
Well, Luther is a British cop series, and I hear it's awesome.
Okay.
And
I'd like to see that guy.
Yeah.
Idris Elba.
There you go. I always refer to him as Stringer Bell from The Wire.
He's got a weird name, so that one sticks in my mind.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a... All right.
And he's responsible for... in spoilers, we have a couple recurring jokes. He's one of our recurring jokes, Adam. I have something important to tell you. Before you speak, let me tell you... Like, I can't believe she's cheating on... I can't believe my sister got cheated on by her husband. What is it you wanted to tell me? Nothing.
Definitely nothing about cheating. Now that I know how you feel
I think our biggest joke so far is scroll text. Scroll text?
Yeah.
Move along.
Oh, man. If you haven't listened to the spoilers, that's from the Shadow episode.
Yeah.
Where they pretty much... They sum up almost the entire origin story of the Shadow in just scrolling text and then get into the movie. And it's just like, what the? He starts off as like
bad guy. He starts off as a bad guy.
He's like evil.
And then 5 minutes later, he's a good guy.
after a couple of lines of text and a paragraph of dialogue that you have to read, he's now a superhero trying to help people. Weird thing to cut out. Why?
Well, you also have to admit, though, I mean, it's a superhero movie from a long time ago.
Which was based on a pulp character from the 40s.
Still bad.
Pretty obscure and a hard
very obscure.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be a good cosplay costume.
Not
everybody's seen The Shadow. But you're going to be hot, though, dude.
Yeah.
Because you got to have your mouth covered.
Plus, I also feel like I might be helping promote something that I do not want promoted.
I say we make a bet.
Would you do the laugh?
Okay. You know what? I might have to do that now, damn it. I'll get some like super thin cloth to make it out of instead of the... material it's supposed to be made out of.
Yeah. You know what you could do to make it like easier for you? You could actually even put a wire around it because you have to have like an elongated nose anyways.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You could put a wire around it to give you some extra room between the cloth so you don't have to breathe into the cloth yourself.
Oh, jeez.
The hell was that?
I don't know.
That sounded like the Hannibal Lecter.
Creature who
the fava beans and a nice bottle of Chianti. Yeah.
Yeah.
You still like Hannibal, Adam?
Yeah.
But now it's coming to an end.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We're in the final episodes now.
Yep. And then that's it.
Shoot, I didn't see one of them last night.
Unless it goes to HBO or Netflix, that's done
I would certainly hope so.
Or if you have Amazon Prime.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime, the first two seasons at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Before we get out of here, there's a story I wanted to bring up.
I won't give you that chance.
This is about James Woods.
Jimmy Woods, the actor? I love James Woods,
Wood. He's a good guy, man.
I fucking love James Woods. You're probably going to say some fucked up shit like he's a Nazi supporter.
No, he just likes cocaine.
Okay.
No, that's not true. But he is suing somebody because they, on Twitter, called him like a cocaine addict.
Why would they say that?
I don't know.
It's Twitter, dude. All Twitter is just shit talking.
So why would that matter then?
Well, he's suing... Let's see. This action arises from the publication of a malice and fabricated statement by a cowardly individual who hides behind the Twitter name Abe List to falsely accuse and humiliate others who dare to harbor opinions different from his own.
So pretty much like everyone on the internet, pretty much.
Yeah, Woods is seeking $10 million from this guy.
From a troller on
from
Twitter.
From Abe List, whose account has since disappeared. This guy made the allegedly malicious fabricated comment about the political outspoken Woods tweeted earlier this month. Oh, this is what happened. USA Today's James Woods tweeted this, and then the other guy tweeted this in response to that, just called him a cocaine addict. He said, USA Today app features Bruce Jenner's latest dress selection, but makes zero mention of Planned Parenthood baby parts market.
Okay.
So that's what Wood said, and then this guy's like, he's a cocaine addict.
And I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
So what's the point?
The point is he's suing him for $10 million, this random stranger.
This sounds like a pointless conversation, really. I mean, like, James Woods says something, some dude says, blah, 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 back, and then disappears. What's going to happen?
I don't know. I'm sure there's a way to find out where this guy is through the Twitters, mm-hmm. through the IP addresses.
It's probably going to cost that much money just to find him.
$10 million?
No, not that much. This is so dumb. If you go on Twitter and just type in Bruce Willis, I'm sure there's a lot of people talking shit. If you type in James Woods, I'm sure there's a lot of people talking shit.
Yeah.
So what's
if you watch Family
Guy. So what's this guy? Twitter is just an arena for shit talking.
Yeah.
I don't understand why this one guy stands out so much where I got to sue for $10
million. I don't know.
Well, let me ask
you. And what's the justification for $10 million?
A defamation of character. This may reduce his likelihood to get a role because people think he's a cocaine addict.
Well, let me just ask you something too. When was the last time you said the word James Woods before you saw this article?
I thought about James Wood earlier today, actually.
Before you read the article?
Yes. No. Oh, it wasn't. But all right, because there's. We do on spoilers. We mm-hmm. we have a video version of the show
where
we're talking about different. Movies.
Mm-hmm.
One of the movies we did, which may or may not be released already, was for a Deadpool trailer.
Yes.
And I thought in my mind the perfect Dr. Killbrew would have been James Woods. If Killbrew is in the movie, I don't think he's in the movie.
Okay.
But I remember thinking, because I'm a big Deadpool fan. I read the comics. I understand the history of it. And mm-hmm. based on the history, Dr. Killbrew is pretty much the guy responsible for making Deadpool.
Yes, I know.
And I don't think he's going to be in the movie based on the trailer. He's not. Based on what I've looked into about the trailer, he's not. Ajax will be there, but not Killbrew. But – and there was a guy that was in there that I thought was Killbrew, and I was upset. Like, that's a horrible-looking Killbrew if that's who he is. You need James Woods. That's last time I thought about him.
So – random. Okay.
Yeah. It's a weird thing. He's also in Family Guy a lot. The James Woods High School.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, like, for the most part of it, James Wood hasn't been actually talking
relevant
for a while.
Yeah.
So this, although unusual and seems like ridiculous conversation, he's going on for the suing now has got him back on top
of publicity stunt.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I think it's more of just a statement in general. Publicity is going to come with it, but I like the idea of this guy said something on Twitter, knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an anti-troll thing. He's launching an anti-troll campaign here. And of course, it's not going to work. He's not going to get any money from it, but I like the idea that people should be accountable for what they say.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be stupid about it, knock it off. Or James Woods is coming after you.
Yeah. Because the internet.
I'm afraid of James Woods.
Yeah.
The internet is just a breeding ground for assholes, dude.
Yeah.
Because you, and the internet, you have the protection of being anonymous.
Right.
You would never say that to James Woods' face.
No.
Because it's online, you could talk all the shit you want.
Right.
That's why in Jane Silent Bob Strike Back, did you ever see that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The end where they go, we're going to find all these motherfuckers. And they knock on their door and it's like, are you Star Wars fan 54? Yeah. Did you say that Jane Silent Bob are two ass-kissing so-and-so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. They just fucking start fighting them.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
That was fun.
Want to hear something cool about James Woods?
Yeah, absolutely.
James Woods attended MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Oh.
Wow.
He was 3 or 6 credits shy of graduating with an engineering, I think it was engineering, and he quit to become an actor.
Wow. That's
his IQ is registered at 184.
Doesn't seem like a smart move. 3 credits left, 6 credits? Come on.
Well, let's think about
it. Pick up a class for basket weaving.
Well, let's think about it this way. Why would you pay, if all you're asking for is the degree from MIT, right?
Yeah.
So technically all you're looking for is the job.
I guess.
So what happens if you get a better job?
That's what happens better than if you don't get a job with acting?
Well, yeah, it's a risk, but it paid off in this case.
Yeah, lucky.
Or was it basically tactfully done?
I'm sure it was. Yeah, I don't like to use the word lucky for that kind of stuff. But still.
He could have been so smart that he figured it out.
That would bother me to no end if I knew I was that close to just having a degree. Whether I'm going to use it or not, It's right there.
The same thing happened with Matt Damon. He dropped out of Harvard to go into acting.
That was when he was he went to Boston University.
Yeah, dude, he's a Southie.
Damn it, I was trying to make.
I love that the Boston accent is just the Southie. The yeah, dude, yeah, go to the car. That, like every Boston accent is just that shitty Southie accent. You gonna go to the car and have a yad?
Yeah, like what was it, Mark something or other?
Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Wahlberg.
In Ted.
Mm-hmm.
Super ridiculous accent.
Super Boston.
Yeah.
You should see what he acted like on I think he's also on BBC's Top Gear. He actually did like a guest appearance.
Oh.
Where it was just actually him as him. And close.
Was he speaking Boston-y?
Yes. I forget, because I know the Wahlbergs actually, there's quite a few sons, and or at least two of them, right? And
there's two that are well known.
Yeah. Yeah.
Donnie and Mark.
Right.
And I think Mark was the one.
The chef from Wahlbergs.
But they look so similar.
All right. So, like, the Baldwins, I mean, they got that kind of thing going on, too.
There's more than one?
Yeah, man. There's, three Baldwins.
I'm messing with you.
No, there's more. There's five,
but, famous actors?
All of them act, but the well-known ones are Adam, Steven, and Alec.
Yeah.
I still think Adam Baldwin was his extra in the shadow in the scenes where he had the nose. I still think that was his brother, dude.
All right.
That's still my theory.
All right. Very good. So, yeah. Twitter. Whatever.
I like James Woods.
James Woods is great. I do enjoy him. He also plays poker. Series of poker.
He's
stuff.
A big poker player. You want to see a good James Woods movie?
What's that?
Watch Digstown.
All right.
Digstown. He's a released from prison and he wants to make money. So he bets the owner of this town that his fighter can be any 10 fighters in your town.
Oh.
And it's this old, Louis Gossett Jr. from an officer and gentleman. So he's like a 47-year-old black man, like past his prime, and he's betting him that he can beat like 10 farmer kids.
Okay.
For control of the town. It's an awesome movie, dude. It's an awesome movie. Check out Digstown.
Interesting.
What was that one movie where there's this guy, I forget who he was, who's the main actor. I don't really care. I think it's Denzel Washington. Okay. I think.
Is he a boxer?
No, I don't know. I just know he uses this watch so many times in the movie before he kills people. It's weird.
Deja vu?
Actually, it's pronounced Deja Vu.
No.
But no, is that the Denzel movie you're thinking of? Deja Vu?
I have no idea what the name is.
It has to do with time and jumping back in time.
Yeah, that's kind of like Next. Or, yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, Next.
I don't know.
All right, well, that's a very great description.
Well, I'm just working with what I have, and I don't really have much.
What's that movie with that guy in it? There's some sort of a stopwatch.
There's a car in it.
Bruce Willis. Was it Pulp Fiction?
Was a watch up his ass.
Just walking away.
Real quick, Adam, before we go.
Yeah. I'll come back here, Mushroom.
What are your thoughts on Pulp Fiction? Would you consider that a Bruce? He's not the star of Pulp Fiction. It's either Travolta or Samuel Jackson.
Right.
What are your thoughts on him in Pulp Fiction? Because he's like.
He's
I guess he's not very Bruce Willis-y.
No, I mean he was a boxer. I mean he did what he had to do.
Okay.
He still got that Bruce Willis mouth thing that he does when he's sneaking around.
Uh huh.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean he shouldn't get an Oscar for it or anything, but.
Is that in your top 10 Bruce Willis movies or performances?
It's one of my top movies, but not because of Bruce Willis.
Okay.
He happens to be in it. That's amazing. But,
okay.
Out of my Bruce Willis movies, that wouldn't crack the top list because he doesn't have enough screen time.
I'm surprised Tarantino hasn't used him again.
Yeah. I was expecting him to be used in one of his more recent movies coming up, but
yeah,
I guess not.
Never know. He might use him again.
Yeah, the cast list isn't set in stone yet.
Yeah.
But all right. Well, until next time. Yo, get us up all on Twitters and everything. We're on Twitter, or Random Acts Tangent is using the Rat Pack Podcast Twitter account. Also hit up Spoilers with at Spoilers Show. There's two S's in the middle there to end Spoilers and to begin show.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Yeah.
I always spell it out.
Yeah.
On Spoilers.
Yeah. Let's see. Also, hit up our YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel with the videos from the Spoilers. We also Random Access videos coming up pretty soon.
And next month is the LA Podcast Fest. We'll be doing stuff there.
Right. So look into that. And
we might even be periscoping, dude.
Oh, yeah. We should
That'd
try
that
That'd
be a good
out.
Way to periscope
yes,
that.
Absolutely.
How?
Just walk the floor and just periscope.
I don't think my show understands. This is not like submarine technology we're talking about.
I don't get it. What's going on here?
It's not.
It's like it's live streaming video to your Twitter followers.
Oh,
it's called Periscope. Periscope or yeah. Meerkat. That's the other big one.
Right. All right. Well, until next time, I am Adam.
I'm Maestro.
This is Hollywood signing off.